Sport on RTE Radio 1.
A big weekend in sport. Let's get the latest with Darren Farrell.
David, very good morning to you. And we will start with Limerick and Kilkenny sitting top of the pile in the Munster and Leinster Hurling Championships after two epic provincial finals. Limerick making it five in a row in Munster, 1 point win against Clare. And Kilkenny beat Galway also by a point, and only after they scored a goal with the last puck of the game, deep in injury time. Limerick and Kilkenny progressed to the All-Ireland semi-finals. Clare and Galway will head for the quarters. Former Tipperary goalkeeper and RTÉ analyst Brendan Cummins joins me now. Brendan, have you recovered after all that excitement yesterday?
Yeah, look, it certainly was. It was fantastic. And really, when the Gaelic Grounds was over, everyone said, oh, we have to go on to the Leinster Championship now and see. But in fairness, when there's something at stake, it's amazing that extra bit comes out of players. And God, that Leinster final was some game yesterday, Darren. It's amazing, really. I suppose Henry this morning is waking up going, with what, 30 seconds left, I had turned the ship around in Galway. They were 8 points down. They'd come back to going 2 points up. Then Mannion had lost his hurley, kicks it out. Killian Buckley gets and sticks in the back of the net. And guess what? You wake up this morning with the narrative, same old Galway, had a right chance to beat Kilkenny and they blew it. It is just, it's mad stuff in a lot of ways. But Galway will take a huge amount of positives. But what about Derry Ling and Kilkenny? You know, they really showed again that they're not going away. It doesn't really matter in a lot of ways who's in charge. This bunch of players are really motivated. And the scenes after the match yesterday were unbelievable, considering Kilkenny were at 1-4 in a row.
Yeah, it's fine margins, isn't it, Brendan? And even that goal, he's been wearing a Kilkenny jersey for 12 years and that's his first goal. And what a strike it was too.
Yeah, it was a great finish. And in fairness to Killian Buckley, he'd won a couple of balls there and coming down the home straight of the game as well, and had charged out with him and he was playing really, really well. But how he popped up there, God only knows. But when he did get the opportunity, in fairness, he stuck it right into the corner and it was a fantastic finish considering the pressure that he was under, knowing that that time was up. But what an unbelievable way to win a game for Kilkenny.
Let's talk about the Gaelic Grounds. Limerick, the winners. Will Clare feel aggrieved that they didn't get a free or maybe two just in the dying moments?
Yeah, I think for sure. Look, Casey's shoulder into Tony Kelly's chest blew him back off of his feet. It was obvious that it was going to be a free. But in the last couple of minutes of the game, there was chaos. It looked like it was blown up. The supporters on the pitch. Brian Lowe's in the middle of the field having a chat with the referee. How long's going to be left? I'll give you another play. All that kind of stuff was going on. And in the middle of it all, then just the free was missed. But I think also for Clare, while they will be, the last thing you want really, I suppose, the player is to wake up in the morning and people meet you on the street going, I did really well, there's great hope there now, and you still lost, you know. And I think that's where Clare wake up this morning. Obviously the decision, I suppose, to leave the cornerback Nolan on Gallant for as long is one thing that Brian Lohan will be looking at and reflecting on the game, going, God, you know, maybe we should have made the change earlier. And they certainly had opportunities to score with Tony Kelly free. Dave Fitzgerald from play as well was wide. But when it mattered the most, Cathal O'Neill got a couple of points from play. Adam English came on and had a great score. So Limerick were that little bit more accurate coming down and said the last couple of minutes of the game, and that's what got him across the line. But yes, I think in the finish it was a free to Clare.
And just finally and briefly, are they the team to beat for the rest of the season?
Limerick, without a doubt. They've got a break now, I think, till the 8th of July, and they played the All-Ireland semi-final. It's exactly what they need. No Keane Lynch yesterday. I'm not too sure whether he'd be ready for the semi-final or not. But I'll tell you one thing, Clare, if they ever lost their mojo, it looks like they have it back now, and they have the knack of winning tight games, which is just gives a team a huge confidence. And whoever beats them, I think, will probably be the ones who win the All-Ireland. Yeah,
okay.
That's the way it is.
Brendan, great talking to you as always. Now, the draw for the quarterfinals of the Tailteann Cup will take place here on Morning Ireland after the news at 8:30. The four group winners will host a county which came through the preliminary quarterfinal games on Saturday. The GAA President Larry McCarthy will join me in studio for that. Irish manager Stephen Kenny has confirmed that under-21 striker Tom Cannon is taking time to reflect on his international future. He's born and reared in Liverpool but qualifies to play here through his Irish grandparents, capped at Irish under 19, 20 and 21 level, and he has been approached by the English under 21 side. He's with Everton at the minute, but has spent last season on loan with Preston, and he has really caught the eye there. 8 goals in 20 championship games. So you can see why maybe England are interested. There's an absolutely brilliant photograph on the front of the Irish Times this morning. I think this is one of the stories of the weekend. Rashidat Adeleke following her incredible NCAA sprint title win in Texas on Saturday night. The Dubliner is racing with the University of Texas, and she won the 400 metres. Her time, 40.20, a championship record, a new Irish record, and for that distance and time, good enough to have won a medal at any one of the big global meets. And that time again, 40 seconds 20 would have won her a silver at the Tokyo Olympics. She's still only 20 and she's only been running that distance for about 9 months or thereabouts. Rory McIlroy came up short in his bid to win a third consecutive Canadian Open. He tied ninth, but the story of that event has to be Nick Taylor. He becomes the first Canadian to win the event in 69 years. He did it in some style too, with a 72-foot eagle on the fourth playoff hole. Shane Lowry finished inside the top 50. Both Shane and Rory head for the US Open later this week. And finally, Novak Djokovic beat Casper Ruud to win the French Open. It's a men's record 23rd Grand Slam title.